different kind of pain.
She loves some. Bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights off. But you acting shy for. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing now, you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. What you acting shy for?
Just give me you, just give me you. Just give me you. That's all I wanna do. And if what they say is true, if it's true, I'ma give it to you. I'ma take a lot of stuff. Guaranteed, I can back it up. I think I'ma call you bluff. Hurry up, I'm waiting out front.
I'm worth it. It's all on you. So what you wanna do? And if you don't have a clue, not a clue, I'll tell you what to do. Come harder just because. I don't like it, like it too soft. I like it a little rough. Not too much, but maybe just enough.
Like she loves some. Bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights off. But you acting shy for. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing now, you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. But you acting shy for.
On Alice 105.9. Alice. The show now
at 51059.
Join Sam Hill for Massages and Mammograms Thursday, October 15th from 4 to 6 at Lone Tree Breast Center. As part of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, come out to this free and fun event. Meet Sam, enjoy complimentary refreshments, and share massages from Ella Bliss. Plus, you can schedule your regular mammogram right there at Lone Tree Breast Center. Mammograms and massages with Sam Hill and Alice 1059.
You've been there. Stuck behind a truck piled 10 feet high with a bean bag on a fridge tied to four bikes leaning against a mattress. This isn't a hoarder's roadshow. It's a crash course in risky behavior, and driving all-season tires in bad winter weather is just as dicey. Introducing something better. Celsius, the revolutionary variable conditions tire from Toyo. Designed for year-round versatility, plus winter weather safety on snow and ice. That's convenience at its best. Learn more about Celsius at toyotires.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a geographically challenged rock band delivering a commencement speech. Hello, graduates! Here's a song called Adulthood is Scary, but Progressive is Snapshot. Plug it in and save money for being a safe driver. Let me hear you, Cleveland! I mean, Kansas City! New York?
Safe drivers save with Snapshot from Progressive.
Now you're wearing a stupid hat. Congrats! No, but really, where are we?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Snapshot not available in all states.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health to bring you America's biggest health fair, the Four Healthiest Hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screenings sponsored by United Healthcare and Pfizer Vaccines. Plus, stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for help choosing the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/healthcare.
If planning ahead isn't one of your strong suits, that's okay. Your girlfriend still loves you, but if you want to pull off an epic proposal over the holidays, it's never too early to get started. Come to Shane Company, and our non-commissioned sales team will help you pick out her perfect engagement ring. We'll show you as many rings as you want to see with no pressure to buy. We'll show you the correct way to evaluate diamonds so you can pick the perfect one that will rock her world without blowing up your budget. Because we've eliminated all middlemen and their markups, you'll get the best value for your money. Be proud of how wisely you shopped and give her a ring she'll be proud to show off forever when you buy from Shane Company.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company, 1/2 mile east of I-25 on Arapahoe Road, or in Westminster off Highway 36 at 104th. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
For everything you already love, from restaurants, experiences, events, and concerts. That's what you'll love about GetMyPerks.com.
Alice 105.9 presents Ménage à Trois. Music, wine, and food. Tickets are on sale now for only $60 at Denver Perks. Ménage à Trois is an event that will leave you completely satisfied by offering up 3 delicious wines, 3 savory appetizers, and intimate performances by 3 incredible artists. Because you know everything is better served in threes, this event is Thursday, October 15th at Comedy Works South at the Landmark. The artists I mentioned earlier are going to be Rob Thomas, Michael Franti, and Mark Scabilia. I know I say this a lot, but you really do need to hurry on this perk because there's only 250 tickets for sale for this experience. And with Denver Perks, you get your tickets for only $60. So what are you waiting for?
Sign up for the Get My Perks emails and never miss a great deal that fits your lifestyle. Sign up at GetMyPerks.com.
Step up your game at Ameristar Casino Resort in Blackhawk. Stay at our 4-Diamond Hotel. Discover true relaxation at Ara Spa. Take in the Rocky Mountains from our all-season heated rooftop pool and enjoy a range of dining options that will light up all five senses. Sound like a plan? Ameristar Casino Resort in Blackhawk. Visit Ameristar.com for availability. Must be 21. See My Choice Center for details. Terms subject to change. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9.
He said, let's get out of this town. Drive out of the city. Away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now. And last forever, but this is gonna take me down. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. I can see the end as it begins. My one condition is, say you'll remember me, standing in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever, but this is getting good now. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. And when we've had our very last kiss, my last request is, say cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler than me. Your highbrow shoes on your feet, and you wear them around like it ain't you. But you don't know the way that you look when your steps make that much noise. Shh. I got you all
that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say, hey, you'll remember my name. And it's probably because you think you're cooler than me. You got your highbrow switching your walk, and you don't even look when you pass by, but you don't know the way that you look when your steps make that much noise. Shh. I got you all figured out. You need everyone's eyes just to feel seen behind your makeup. Nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are? Under my arm, I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say, hey, yo, remember my name. And it's probably because you think you're cooler than me.
Alice 105.9.
Before we crown the Egg McMuffin, before the cheese melts and the English muffin toasts, and before Canadian bacon sizzles on the grill, we start with a grade A egg, freshly cracked, right in our kitchen at McDonald's. Which begs the question, where does your breakfast come from? Top off a real breakfast this morning with a freshly brewed cup of McCafe coffee. Right now, get any size for just $1 at McDonald's. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary.
McDonald's knows that not all deals are good.
Honey, what is that?
It's called an umbrella. It's an umbrella for dudes. Comes with 6 different attachments. Flashlight, crowbar, stapler.
You paid money for that?
I did.
There's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's Dollar Menu and More. Like a 6-piece chicken McNuggets or a double cheeseburger for $1.69. And don't forget to add a $1 any size soft drink or tea. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only.
Moms, your time is valuable. So don't use it by taking your kids to one place for their dentist and then spend another valuable day going to yours. At Meadows Dental Group, all dental and orthodontic work for your entire family is done all under one roof, with appointments available the same day and time for you and time for your kids. The comforting and welcoming environment with ceiling TVs and headphones for all patients will ease your kids' fear of the dentist, as well as your own. Your experience will be comfortable and easy, and you will be seen by Dr. Pepler or Dr. O'Leary at every visit. Bring your entire family to Meadows Dental Group, and for a limited time, when you become a new patient and complete your first exam, x-rays, and cleaning, you will receive a $100 Visa cash card. A $100 Visa cash card for all new patients. Make it a family affair at Meadows Dental Group, located in Lone Tree off 470 in Quebec. Call 303-790-2323. That's 303-790-2323. Or visit parkmeadowsdentist.com. Offer valid for a limited time. Certain restrictions apply.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of an eternal optimist at the bottom of a well. Hello? Wow, cool echo. This could totally be worse. I could be stuck in a mine shaft or a really boring conversation. Of course, it'd be nice to be somewhere else, like on a boat or an RV or on a motorcycle insured by Progressive. But this is fine, too. Guess I'm just a well half full kind of girl. Oh, I hope an intrepid dog saves me. I love dogs.
Multi-policy discounts for boats, RVs, and motorcycles at Progressive.com. No positive spin required.
Hi, Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry here. You know, your friendly, local, talking jewelry store. But when you walk through my doors, it's my diamonds that do all the talking. And what they say is, no one gives you more value than Jared. Here's how. Jared buyers enjoy global access and purchase many of our rough diamonds directly from the mines. And with that kind of buying power, I can pass incredible value on to you. And what a value it is. I have thousands of independently certified loose diamonds and hundreds of settings to choose from, including styles you won't find anywhere else, with brands like Tolkowski, Leo Artisan, and Neil Lane Bridal. Plus, my perfect bridal plan includes free ring sizing, diamond setting, and a lifetime guarantee. And I'll match any price on like diamonds from any other jewelry store. Learn more at my website, jared.com/pricematch. So don't just hope you bought the right diamond. Come see my diamonds and be sure. That's why he went to Jared.
As you can probably hear, my friends and I are huge NFL football fans.
Hey, Chris, grab me a Pepsi.
Sure, here you go. We load up on snacks and get plenty of ice-cold Pepsi. But all of us in one room can get a little hard to control, so we're trying something new. We asked an actual NFL referee to officiate.
That's right, Chris.
So, as a referee, what if me reaching for my Pepsi obstructs my buddy's view of the TV?
That's unnecessary blocking. I'd have to call that.
Say I accidentally drink someone else's Pepsi.
Soft drink encroachment.
Or everyone's trying to get the last Pepsi.
That's piling on the cooler.
Okay, what if I get so excited I accidentally bump into a referee like you?
If you were just getting me a Pepsi, it might be okay.
Right.
But if it was intentional?
You'd eject me from my own Pepsi party?
Rules are rules.
Pepsi, official soft drink of the NFL.
Pepsi is teaming up with Emmanuel Sanders to bring you big savings on game day. Stop by the Pepsi display at King Supers to stock up on Pepsi Cola 16.9-ounce bottle six-packs for only $1.49 each. Pricing available on game days only. Pepsi, official soft drink of the National Football League.
BJ and Jamie. On Alice 105.9.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes. But it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We make these memories for ourselves. Where our eyes are never closing. Hearts are never broken, time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home. Loving can heal. Loving can mend your soul. And it's the only thing that I know, know. Keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves. Where our eyes are never closing. Hearts were never broken. Time
kissed me under the lamppost back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
DJ and Jamie
on Alice
105.9.
Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
On Alice 105.9.
Be replaced. Nah, I come from outer space and I'm a classy girl. I'ma hold it up. You full of something, but it ain't love. And what we got is straight overdue. Go find somebody new.
You can buy me diamond earrings and but I smell her on your collar, so bye. I know you're lying, cause your lips are moving. Tell me, do you think I'm dumb? I might be young, but I ain't stupid. Talking round in circles with your tongue. I gave you bass, you gave me sweet talk, saying I'm your number one. But I know you're lying, cause your lips are moving. Baby, don't you know I'm done?
If your lips are moving, if your lips are moving, if your lips are moving, then you're lying, lying, lying.
Cold and the cards all fold, and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wrongs we hail are the worst of all, and the bloods run stale. I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you, but with the beast inside, there's nowhere we call it the last of all. When the lights fade out, all the sinners crawl. So they dug your grave in the masquerade, looking cold and out at the mess you've made. Don't wanna let you down, but I am hellbound. Oh, this is all for you. Don't wanna
come. When you pull my key to look into my eyes, it's where my demons hide. BJ and Jamie.
So Austin, I mean, I told you going out there, you should get in a restaurant. That's great.
Does he have
right?
a car to deliver?
No.
Well, how's he going to be the delivery guy? Do they provide a car?
Austin?
They have electric bikes.
Huh?
Wait, what?
They have electric bikes, which I've never heard of.
So you're going to be
like a moped?
I really don't know what it is.
It's a bicycle that is electric. Does it have a basket on it? You're going to need a basket, son.
Yeah.
Wait, can I ask? Now, Austin, I know you. You don't really strike me as a bike, like a cyclist.
Yeah, that's the downside of the job.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
BJ and Jamie. On Alice.
105.9.
Nato 51059. Send your text and we'll read your text.
Good morning.
I'm like, hey, BJ, you know that thing's running, right? Oh, yeah, it's fine. People love it.
People love it. I only do what the people love. Yeah. That's my job.
That's what they
here.
Love. They love it. They love that. They love it.
Moving slow today.
I see that.
Yeah.
What's up?
No, nothing. Had a great weekend.
You just gave us feedback in our heads.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to get all situated over here, you know, get into the driver's seat, get ready to go.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Well, it was good until my ears just got blown out.
How was your big date?
It was fantastic.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah, well.
You and Itchy had a good time,
yeah,
huh?
We had a great time.
What'd you guys do? Can we go through the date minute by minute?
No.
We can't?
No.
That was going to be my big thrill this morning.
Was it? Yeah.
Your big date, minute by minute update, you know?
Did you look at Facebook at all?
A little bit, not a lot, but I did see it. Yeah.
I had the best Friday and the worst Saturday.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah, I saw that.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I can't get that guy out of my head. The guy that was laying flat on the pavement.
Uh-huh.
He was face down on I-25.
Those are traumatizing.
I was telling Sean, I know exactly what his leg looks like. I know everything he was wearing. I know everything.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, it
sucks.
Yeah, it did. And then that night, then I have a wrong way driver.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
That was a bad Saturday. Should have stayed home.
I swear. And now I've become one of those drivers that's a nervous wreck.
Uh-huh.
Because of everything I've seen over on Saturday. Now I'm like, oh God, what are you doing?
Right. Because if you leave the house and you're like clutching the wheel and you're just watching every little moment, you're very rigid as you drive, you're going to get in an accident.
I know. It's the worst kind of driver because today I'm driving here and a guy decided to pull over on the shoulder. I'm like, oh yeah, what are you doing? It's like, stop. Just calm down. It's fine.
Hey, Sean, can we get her a car service for this week?
I'm telling you.
I don't think she's going to make it.
You're going to need a driver.
Yeah, sounds bad.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. That guy, I thought he was run over. I could not put my head around why he was on the pavement in front of me. I thought he was run over on I-25.
What exactly was he?
He was ejected from his car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. It was
nasty.
Yeah. And then for my son's dad to stop on the opposite side at the same time. Really weird, because I was
that is weird.
Ralphie's dad? Is that you? And he's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
We're both there. And he went and shut the guy's engine off.
Yeah.
And all that. And I don't know.
What a crazy scene that is.
And what are the chances?
I know.
He's going north, I'm going south.
Yeah, that's weird.
It was weird.
That is really
right?
weird.
Right? I mean, it's like not even possible.
I had a scene like that once where I came upon an accident and the lady had actually expired. And it's traumatizing.
Yeah.
You think about it. I still think about it to this day.
I
really do.
I yep.
And this was during my Waffle House stint.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Many years back ago. In the good old days.
Back in the good old days when I was a head chef at Waffle House.
Right. Yeah. Well, luckily there was a woman there with a ponytail, and she went to her car. It was parked on the northbound side, and she had this whole kit. She had a stethoscope and all this stuff, and so she's like, "He's breathing. He's breathing." Because, and then all of a sudden you could see him like. It was
crazy. Anyway,
but it looks like he's going to make it.
All right, good.
Thank God.
Good. That's the good news. Good news. All right, well, great. Sounds like you had a so weekend.
Well, then, when you're driving down the parkway and all of a sudden cars coming at you and you're like, wait a minute, come on. I'm like, no.
It's a bad situation that just gets worse.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on. But that guy turned out to be a senior citizen.
Yeah.
Because I followed him. And right. I took down his driver's license because he hit the curb 8,000 times backing up.
You know what's pretty amazing, though, is that when something like that happens, how many people are there to help?
Right.
I mean, it's amazing how many people aren't so squeamish that they run from the scene, but they actually just flock to the scene to try to help as much as they can.
Well, you're talking about the guy that was on the pavement?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is weird is that we all sat there for a minute.
Yeah.
It felt like an hour. But I'm sure it was just seconds. But we all sat there, and like it was all like we were all staring at him. And then one lady opened her door, and then we all did.
Yeah.
But it took her to open her door because we were just staring at him.
Yeah. Well, you're in shock in a way. I mean, it's not that you're not compassionate. You're just like, oh my, did I just see what I saw?
Right.
It's having to register in your brain, you know.
And then I was talking to the guy. There was a guy up there, and he said, oh my God, we've been on the phone with the Denver police for 10 minutes because this guy's been swerving everywhere.
Oh, so go through exactly what happened. What, according to the police, what did this guy do?
Well, I don't know what he did. I mean, we were all driving, driving along, la, 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 la. And then the people in front of me said that this guy was, I never saw him. They said he was erratic, and they were on the phone with the Denver police.
Saying, we got a bad driver out here. The guy's all over the road. Somebody needs to do something about this.
Right. And I noticed that they were going fast and slow, these people, but because they were trying to stay away from him. But I didn't know what they were doing. And they got up close to him, and they said that they were in the third letter of his driver's of his license plate when he clipped the car in front of him.
Yeah.
And then that's when I saw him go sideways. I thought his axle broke.
Right.
Because he just went...
Boom, like NASCAR.
The concrete, but I didn't know he clipped the car in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then that car went flying, and then he just went airborne, and it was just flipping and flipping and flipping. And then there's a man there on I-25. I'm like, did he hit that guy? And I'm like, I can't. And then I'm like, oh, that's the guy that was driving. And he's right there. Right there.
Wow.
And his head.
Nasty.
Yeah.
And so your seatbelt.
No kidding.
Yeah, the guy didn't have a seatbelt on.
Who doesn't wear their seatbelt?
Yeah, I don't.
What?
Very rarely.
If you saw that guy, you would.
You know, I did this morning because of that post.
Yeah.
I did put it on
this
morning.
Thank God.
Yeah, I did. Well, I didn't have an accident, but I'm terrible about seatbelts. I grew up, you know, the seatbelt in my car I had, it never worked. It wouldn't buckle. It would buckle, but it would come undone as you're driving down the road. It just unsnapped. Yeah. It was defective, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
And so I went several years with this old car that the seatbelt wouldn't work. So I got used to not buckling up. And to this day, I still have that problem.
Yeah, I'm telling you, because he was in an SUV, like a Ford Explorer or something like that. You would never think a guy would fly out of there.
No.
And he's a big guy.
Crazy.
That's the thing. It's like, because if you look at him, you're like, how did he get... Because he was a bigger guy. How'd he fit out of that window? I don't even know how he came out. He might have come out the back. I don't even know. He was just...
When you're in an accident like that, it's pretty amazing. I mean, you can fit through very small places when it's ejecting you from the car.